Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 117. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Hymn number 117. Carolyn from Canada will read from the scriptures.
Exodus. The Lord said unto Moses, Thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, Ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Keep thee far from a false matter. Make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Obey his voice. Matthew. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Mark. And Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 90. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am thine, and thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. Hymn number 90.
Thank you.
welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin our Sunday mornings here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our daily lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m., and that Sunday school is available for children just about anywhere in the world. It has its own dedicated teleconference number. Many of our students don't live in the area, but they attend via telephone. This means that if you don't live in the area and you have children of Sunday school age, your children can also attend via telephone. Just call the regular church number. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school. And our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives vastly improved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services and meetings, we do have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We have, in addition to our English language website, we have 20 other websites in different languages. And each of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature. And as a result, we have reached people around the world with the healing truth of Christian Science in a language that they can understand. And we are very grateful for those of you who have found one or more of our websites and have found this healing truth, Christian Science. Everything that we offer on all of our websites is offered free of charge. You can read, listen, download without charge, without joining anything. Freely we have received, and freely we give. I'd like to point out an article that's currently being featured on our English language website entitled "No Room for Evil" by Gilbert Carpenter. You want to know how to deal with evil in the world? This is a good start. "No Room for Evil" by Gilbert Carpenter. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing contained in our textbook, which attests to the value attributed to studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Janet from New Jersey.
Page 620, Relief from Many Ills. Paul said, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." In my own case, deafness has been overcome by an enlarged understanding of God's Word, as explained by Mrs. Eddy in Science and Health. Many times I have been enabled to turn to God, to know it was His will to help in trouble, and obtained the needed benefit. Catarrh has disappeared, tonsillitis, which very frequently laid me aside from duties in the schoolroom and home, is no longer manifest. When temptation comes, for Christian Science is both preventative and curative, I turn to that wonderful book, Science and Health, and my precious Bible, grown dearer since read in the new light of spiritual understanding. Until I know that my mind is renewed because the action is changed and the inflammation has abated. Thus, in my experience in Christian Science, I have seen the transformation begun, and truth is able to perfect that which is begun in me so gloriously. Mrs. C.A. MCL, Brooklyn, Nova Scotia.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 24 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Matter. The golden text is from Jeremiah. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. The responsive reading is from Psalms. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked.
For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous.
The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever.
They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off.
The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read from the Bible, Exodus. And God spake all these words, saying, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ecclesiastes. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also diverse vanities. But fear thou not, fear thou God. Moreover, the prophet of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field.
He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also, to whom God hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because God answereth him in the joy of his heart. Acts. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee." Then answered Simon and said, "Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me." 2 Corinthians. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man, according as he possesseth, purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Hebrews. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
I will now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil, and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. The attainment of this celestial condition would improve our progeny, diminish crime, and give higher aims to ambition. Every valley of sin must be exalted, and every mountain of selfishness be brought low, that the highway of our God may be prepared in science. Beauty, wealth, or fame is incompetent to meet the demands of the affections, and should never weigh against the better claims of intellect, goodness, and virtue. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish, therefore it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. If you are too material to love the science of mind and are satisfied with good words instead of effects, if you adhere to error and are afraid to trust truth, the question then recurs, Adam, where art thou? It is unnecessary to resort to aught besides mind in order to satisfy the sick, that you are doing something for them. For if they are cured, they generally know it and are satisfied. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you have more faith in drugs than in truth, this faith will incline you to the side of matter and error. Any hypnotic power you may exercise will diminish your ability to become a scientist, and vice versa. The act of healing the sick through divine mind alone, of casting out error with truth, shows your position as a Christian scientist. The demands of God appeal to thought only, but the claims of mortality and what are termed laws of nature appertain to matter. Which then are we to accept as legitimate and capable of producing the highest human good? We cannot obey both physiology and spirit, for one absolutely destroys the other, and one or the other must be supreme in the affections. It is impossible to work from two standpoints. If we attempt it, we shall presently hold to the one and despise the other. It is the spiritualization of thought and Christianization of daily life, in contrast with the results of the ghastly farce of material existence. It is chastity and purity, in contrast with the downward tendencies and earthward gravitation of sensualism and impurity, which really attest the divine origin and operation of Christian science. There is great danger in teaching mind healing indiscriminately, thus disregarding the morals of the student and caring only for the fees. Recalling Jefferson's words about slavery, I tremble when I remember that God is just. The author trembles whenever she sees a man, for the petty consideration of money, teaching his slight knowledge of mind power, perhaps communicating his own bad morals, and in this way dealing pitilessly with a community unprepared for self-defense. Take away wealth, fame, and social organizations, which weigh not one jot in the balance of God, and we get clearer views of principle. Break up cliques, level wealth with honesty. Let worth be judged according to wisdom, and we get better views of humanity. The so-called pleasures and pains of matter perish, and they must go out under the blaze of truth, spiritual sense, and the actuality of being. Mortal belief must lose all satisfaction in error and sin in order to part with them. Mortal mind judges by the testimony of the material senses. Until science obliterates this false testimony, an improved belief is one step out of error and aids in taking the next step and in understanding the situation in Christian Science. We must not attribute more and more intelligence to matter, but less and less, if we would be wise and healthy. The divine mind, which forms the bud and blossom, will care for the human body, even as it clothes the lily. But let no mortal interfere with God's government by thrusting in the laws of erring human concepts. The higher nature of man is not governed by the lower. If it were, the order of wisdom would be reversed. Man's enslavement to the most relentless masters, passion, selfishness, envy, hatred, and revenge, is conquered only by a mighty struggle. Every hour of delay makes the struggle more severe. If man is not victorious over the passions, they crush out happiness, health, and manhood. Here, Christian Science is the sovereign panacea, giving strength to the weakness of mortal mind, strength from the immortal and omnipotent mind, and lifting humanity above itself into purer desires, even into spiritual power and goodwill to man. Let the slave of wrong desire learn the lessons of Christian Science, and he will get the better of that desire and ascend a degree in the scale of health, happiness, and existence. The aspiration after heavenly good comes even before we discover what belongs to wisdom and love. The loss of earthly hopes and pleasures brightens the ascending path of many a heart. The pains of sense quickly inform us that the pleasures of sense are mortal, and that joy is spiritual. Spiritual development germinates not from seed sown in the soil of material hopes, but when these decay, love propagates anew the higher joys of spirit, which have no taint of earth. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. Science inevitably lifts one's being higher in the scale of harmony and happiness. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 256. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O'er waiting harp strings of the mind, there sweeps a strain, low, sad, and sweet, whose measures bind the power of pain, and wake a white-winged angel throng of thoughts, illumined by faith, and breathed in raptured song, with love perfumed. Hymn number 256.
Forevermore. treasures in heaven. No people lay up your treasures in glory, where nothing in this world can take them away. Oh, listen, people, hear the Master say, come and lay up your treasures in heaven. Oh, people, lay up your treasures in glory. Your treasures in this world will fade away, but the things of the Lord will last forevermore.
Forevermore.
Some people trust in their silver and gold. They put their faith in the wealth they hold. But fortunes will fade and kingdoms fail. So put your trust in the Lord of all. To
pay up
your treasures in heaven. Oh, people,
lay up
your treasures
in glory, where nothing in this world can take them away. Oh, listen, people, hear the Master say, come and lay up
your treasures in heaven. Oh, people,
lay up
your treasures in
glory. Your treasures in this world will fade away, but the things of the Lord will last forevermore.
Let's now sing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land, gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236.
Thank you.
from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. 1 John, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. First Corinthians. I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Amen.